Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, April 19th. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 41 degrees. The humidity is 70%. The wind speed is northwest at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.30. The dew point is 32 degrees, and the current wind chill is 38 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A motorcycle rider suffered serious injuries in a crash Monday in Montgomery County in southeast Kansas. Julio Flores has more.
The crash was reported at 8:55 p.m. Sunday at the intersection of Table Mound Road and Squaw Creek Road. The location was about 2 miles northwest of Independence. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, a 2008 Honda Shadow motorcycle was southbound on Table Mound Road when it went left of center. The rider, identified as William Dodson, 49, of Key Largo, Florida, was transported to Labette Health in Parsons with serious injuries. I'm Lou Flores.
The Kansas Supreme Court continues its tour. The High Court will hear oral arguments in two cases from 6:30 p.m. to about 8 p.m. on Tuesday, April 23rd at Lansing Middle School. The case will be heard from Shawnee County involving the Kansas Department of Revenue leasing a building from grandmothers. And another case out of Wyandotte County will be heard as a man appeals his convictions for premeditated first-degree murder and aggravated battery. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, save on select Steel battery tools. Right now, save $50 on the HSA 50 battery hedge trimmer set. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. With AK-10 battery and AL-101 charger. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Hundreds of people have signed a petition asking for a polling location on the Fort Hays State University campus, continuing a long-running dispute between university students and the county clerk who administers elections. On Tuesday, Madison Albers, a student at Fort Hays State and co-chair of the American Democracy Project, along with others involved in the polling place effort, delivered 480 signatures in support of the change to Ellis County Clerk Bobby Dreiling. While putting a polling station on campus has been periodically discussed for decades, a Fort Hays State campaign took on new life in 2023, and Ellis County community members asked for American Civil Liberty Union of Kansas assistance with the issue to help craft their proposal and bring attention to the issue. Last fall, Dreiling closed two Hays polling places and began scouting the area for a potential consolidated polling location. So Albers and her fellow campaigner, Hays student Grace McCord, proposed two on-campus locations to Dreiling. However, they were turned down because of poll station requirements. Dreiling was offered a contract with the Messiah Lutheran Church and accepted before the students came back to her with a third on-campus location, one that would fit all of her previous requirements. When making their case to Dreiling, the students researched voting numbers and found that Fort Hays State students had lower levels of voter engagement compared with other Kansas universities. According to Albers and McCord, at the University of Kansas, which has a voting station on campus, voter engagement is at 71% for the population of about 28,000 students. And at Fort Hays State, a campus of little more than 14,000 students, the average voter engagement was 62.4%. Governor Kelly on Thursday signed a House bill that increases investment in Kansas's public airports. The bill is aimed at improving airport accessibility and safety, and it increases the annual funding for the Kansas Airport Improvement Program from $5 to $15 million. The governor's office says the increase will allow public airports to modernize and address infrastructure needs. Governor Kelly said in a news release that the bill is a critical investment in the state's aviation infrastructure, ensuring Kansas's public-use general aviation airports have the resources they need to thrive. And by boosting funding to the Aviation Fund, they're enhancing safety and supporting economic development across Kansas. The additional resources will support initiatives such as pavement improvement, safety enhancements, and automated weather observation systems, which are crucial for air ambulance services in rural areas. Kansas State Senator Ethan Corson said increasing funding for airport improvement projects will improve travel experience, create good-paying jobs in local economies, and increase passenger safety. And thanks to this bill, Kansans will be better connected to communities large and small, and Kansas's airports will be able to meet the growing demand for air travel. Driving high can be just as dangerous as drinking and driving, and that's the message the Kansas Department of Transportation and the Drive to Zero Coalition wants to share during the If You Feel Different, You Drive Different safety campaign. Cannabis Culture Slang recognizes April 20th, commonly called 420, as a marijuana holiday, resulting in greater potential for illegal driving while drug impaired, so law enforcement agencies across Kansas will participate in the effort to improve safety by increasing enforcement now through April 22nd. A February 6th article in the Wall Street Journal titled Marijuana Impairs Driving for Longer Than You Think summarized research conducted by multiple universities and noted marijuana affects people differently than alcohol and can remain in the body longer than once thought. According to the Kansas Department of Transportation 2023 preliminary data, 59 people died last year in Kansas crashes where drugs were involved, and another 265 people sustained reported injuries in drug-related crashes. To help save lives and prevent drug-related crashes, the Kansas Department of Transportation and the Drive to Zero Coalition share tips that include to never ride with an impaired driver, if you've ingested an impairing substance, hand your keys over to a sober driver, take the keys from someone who is impaired and help them get home safely, call a taxi or use a rideshare service, and can contact law enforcement if you see an impaired driver on the road. In Nebraska news on Thursday, a proposed property tax relief bill in Nebraska died on the final day of this year's legislative session. Lawmakers debated Legislative Bill 388, introduced by State Senator Lou Anne Linehan, for about 2 hours, and many lawmakers, including State Senators Julie Slama and Megan Hunt, suggested they go back this summer for a special session as more work is needed to be done. The bill aimed to reduce property taxes by 22% by increasing taxes on other items like cigarettes and removing tax exemptions from pop, candy, and lottery tickets. The proposal also put a 7.5% tax on digital ads, which would only apply to companies with a combined gross advertising revenue of at least $1 billion. Before a vote to end the debate, Senator Linehan requested to pass over LB 388, killing the proposal, saying she's open to returning for a special session, but hopes her colleagues bring ideas to the table. She said she hopes they have a lot of conversations between now and then about all of the perfect answers to the problem. At the end of Friday's session, Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen said he will call as many sessions as it takes to solve the property tax crisis. 38-year-old Matthew White of Lincoln entered a plea of not guilty at his arraignment in Madison County District Court for writing bad checks to buy exotic animals, and his attorney asked that his $25,000 bond be reduced. However, Judge James Cube rejected that request, so White remains in custody and must pay $2,500 to be released. According to court documents, White sells animals for a living and wrote a $6,250 check in November at a Norfolk livestock auction, buying two kangaroos, an alpaca, and a donkey. However, the check was from an account that had closed. He then wrote another bad check for the same amount and later missed multiple chances to pay for the animals. A warrant for his arrest was issued in January, and he was arrested on March 29th. White has been charged with issuing a bad check of $5,000 or more, which is a felony, and his next hearing is set for May 20th. His trial is set to begin July 8th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay track coach Chris DeLamont to update on the team and their meet today in Phillipsburg.
I'm here with head track coach Chris DeLamont. Coach, last week was a pretty busy week for you, and actually this week's probably not any different. But let's go to Hill City last Friday, where you competed in that track meet. The boys finished second and the girls first. And let's talk about the girls first.
There was 20 teams there. It was a beautiful day. They got a great facility, and our girls did really well. They ended up scoring 122 points, which Hoxie was second with 76. So we felt like we had girls scoring. We scored on the track in seven different events there. And each relay team, 4x8 was first, 4x4 was first, and our 4x1 took second. And then we also scored points in the field, pole vault, high jump, triple long, jab. So we felt like we scored in a lot of different ways and had a really successful meet on the girls' side. And, the boys, too, I guess to get into that a little bit, they took second to Hoxie, so we felt like that was a really successful day for them as well. And, we had some PRs, quite a few of those as far as both sides. I mean, total 18 personal PRs in different events and then three relays, so for 21 total. And it was very competitive. A lot of 1A schools, but extremely difficult competition because, a lot of those teams are going to be fighting for podium space up at Wichita this May.
Now, some of the teams you probably have seen before, but was there any other different teams? You did mention some 1A schools and some Mid-Continent League schools.
Yeah, you end up seeing, they're going to host a 1A regional there at Hill City, and I think a lot of those teams end up going to that one. But we saw Dighton, we hadn't seen them yet this year, and they have a good squad. Hoxie, of course, and then you do see some MCL schools there, Plainville, of course, and their throwers, and you see some of the kind of old MCL schools. Victoria was there, and so you do end up seeing a lot of smaller schools, but again, with that many squads there, you still see a lot of competition. A lot of we were like 50 deep in most of the throws, so a lot of people in each event, so it was still a lot of competition.
Now you went over to Plainville, and the boys take first this time, and the girls at third, and 17 PRs in that meet for you. A little bit windy. They had to cancel the pole vault in that. So what did you think about the Plainville meet?
Well, they run a good meet. The wind was a factor that morning. I was talking with Coach Johnson, and, we're trying to figure out plans as far as with transportation and, assessing the risk of the wind. And so with the forecast, Coach Fennessy down there felt it was in the best interest, and all of us did, too, that the pole vault be canceled. And when we got there, it was really pretty windy. By the end of it, though, the wind, there was some gusts, but for the most part, had died down. It's pretty protected down there on their track. And so, to be able to pull away with 17 PRs and, for our boys team to take first over Plainville, 98 points is what we scored, and they had 95. And, we felt pretty good about that. And our girls were battling for a first place. They were just 6 points out of first. TMP girls won it. Ellis was second, and we were third.
There again, there's some different schools. I don't know that you've seen TMP yet this year, but is there some other teams that maybe even you'll see at the regionals in Beloit?
Yeah, TMP, again, we'll get to see them, I believe, at Phillipsburg, too, so that's good. This was kind of a smaller meet. The Ellis, Decatur County was there, Natoma, Pawnee Heights, Plainville, of course, and Russell, Stockton, Sylvan Lucas, Trigo, Victoria. So a lot of smaller schools, kind of, again, it's a good thing to see some different competition that way. But, yeah, we TMP is obviously very competitive. They're girls. They have very good jumpers. And so, again, it was good to see some of those different teams, and we kind of look forward to, again, Phillipsburg's going to be a smaller meet as well.
Now that brings us up to your next meet, which is Friday. You travel over to Phillipsburg for their invitational, and that's always known to be a pretty good size invitational. And Phillipsburg always brings a very good squad in there, boys and girls. Who are some of the other teams? And why don't you give us the format of Phillipsburg?
Yeah, we'll see Beloit there. So again, that's a regional team. Plainville, Phillipsburg, Russell, Smith Center, and TMP. So, you know, seven teams there. Really, it's a small meet, but that's okay. They do an unlimited entry over there, so each of our athletes can have four events per day, so that includes their relays. But, again, this is a meet that allows some of those students, at most of the meets, it's top three in each event. So this allows some of our kids then to be able to get into, you know, max out there for events, and we're excited about that. They do give us two relays per relay, so we end up getting to do a couple 4x1s, a couple 4x4s, so we're again excited about that because we have some kids we want to see on relays, and even though those are starting to settle into position, we're still able to put some younger groups together and kind of see them compete.
Why don't you tell us about the Phillipsburg, the times that the field events and the relays and running starts.
Okay, yeah. Again, this meet is a 3 o'clock start time for field events, and they allow four attempts in the jumps and the throws with no finals, and then they will not have prelims in the running events. So, again, we'll run everything as finals, and that starts on the track at 5:45 p.m.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best luck when you travel over to Phillipsburg on Friday. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig, and Coach Delamont, and good luck to the track team in their meet today in Phillipsburg. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having beef and noodles, whipped potatoes, green beans, mandarin oranges, cheese rolls, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pizza, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be ham and cheese pockets, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today: it should be cloudy with a high near 58 with a calm wind that should become southwest around 5 miles per hour in the morning. For tonight, there's a 40% chance of rain, mainly after 2 a.m. Should be cloudy with a low around 34 and a northeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Saturday, there's a 30% chance of rain, mainly afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy with a high near 45. On Saturday night, there's a 20% chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a low around 31. On Sunday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 61. And on Sunday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 42 and breezy. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday, there's a 20% chance of showers after 1 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 76 and breezy. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 68. On Wednesday, there's a 20% chance of showers. Should be partly sunny with a high near 71 and breezy. And on Thursday, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Should be partly sunny with a high near 76. Currently, with partly cloudy skies, it is 41 degrees. The humidity is 76%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 30.31, and the dew point is 34 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 824.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge. But with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets. Secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KI in sports, I'm Spencer Pui. The Chiefs have started the first phase of their offseason program, and defensively, they brought back much of their core from last year, but chose to re-sign linebacker Drew Tranquil over Willie Gay Jr. And Nick Bolton discussed missing Willie Gay while being excited to have Drew Tranquil back during his media availability this week.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot different, man. We're going to definitely miss Willie. His juiciest energy brought to the locker room, and especially to the LB room on a day-to-day basis, man. But Drew played phenomenal for us. I think he adds a little bit different flavor to our defense. He's a smart guy, intelligent, flying to the ball. All intents, we need to be great in this league, man. He has it. So, yeah, man, going forward, man, I'm excited for the projection. We got our linebacker room. We've got Leo as well. We've got a lot of young guys in there. And we're just staying our roles, man. We're still trying to get 1% better every single day and see where it takes us.
Phase 2 permits limited on-field work that will begin later in the month. And Phase 3, which includes OTAs, is set for May 20th. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Hey, can you hand me that 11/16?
Here you go.
Thanks.
So, you still loving your new garage?
Yep. Building it with QSI was the best decision.
QSI, huh?
QSI got the job done fast and right, and I was able to set it up just like I always wanted. Jess even told her sister she's throwing a one-person parade since I'm not underfoot anymore.
Let QSI turn your dream shop into reality. Visit QualityStructures.com today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, save on select Steel battery tools. Right now, save $50 on the RMA 460V lawnmower battery set. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. With AK30 battery and AL101 charger. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic offers many services to cater to the healthcare needs of our community. Whether seeking routine checkups, diagnostic tests, or specialized treatments, patients can rely on us to provide high-quality care tailored to their specific needs. Stay informed about the latest services, programs, and updates by following our Facebook page. We look forward to serving you and your family with excellence and compassion.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
This morning, a weak disturbance is drifting across the central plains with some mid and high-level clouds that allowed temperatures to range from the upper 30s to low 40s. Now, clouds are going to be sticking around again this afternoon, especially along and north of I-70, as high pressure at the surface creates some light winds throughout the rest of today. The secondary system moving out of Colorado this evening will interact with the frontal boundary with some light showers across parts of Kansas. A few of those may reach central Kansas. Saturday, a deeper trough of low pressure in the Great Lakes will push another cold front southward with temperatures in the 50s, lows Saturday night in the 30s in some locations. with the frost advisories possible. Cloudy with rain possible today in northwestern Kansas with a high in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy, 60 in north central Kansas. And partly sunny, 62 in the northeast part of the state. Low 60s and windy today in southwestern Kansas. Mostly sunny, 62 in south central Kansas. Low to mid-60s in the southeast part of the state as well. Tonight's low in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, as of Thursday, no trade as of yet in the cash market. We've had heavy slaughter this week as heavy slaughter numbers. So, in other words, packers are in need of cattle, but we haven't seen anything as of yet. Beef prices have softened as well. Cattle on feed report this afternoon, probably the best possible bids we're getting is 181. So we'll see if we get anything before the 2 o'clock report. Wild night in the grain market. Wheat futures steady to a half cent higher. Corn 3 cents higher. Soybean a penny higher. And, of course, based off the Israel attack against Iran, deemed more as minor, so it was a wild overnight, but settled down throughout the rest of the night. This is the Kansas Ag Network.